Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Sexy. I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week, we're discussing Chipita Rodriguez and the South Texas Road to Hell. About 30 miles from the coastal city of Corpus Christi is a country road labeled 666, and many Texans believe that this road is exceptionally haunted. This farm-to-market road is known as one of the most haunted places in South Texas. And there's good reason for that. This is where the story of Josefa Chipita Rodriguez comes into play. We're not sure if Josefa was her real first name, but that's what's mostly documented. Chipita, for a while, was considered to be the first woman to be legally hanged in Texas, and it was for a crime she didn't commit. Of course, we've now discovered that that title actually belongs to Jane Elkins, a slave woman who was in Dallas and was convicted of murder. Again, she likely was not guilty, but hung anyway. Chipita was a Mexican-American woman known to take in travelers and provide them with a place to sleep and a hot meal and a lean-to she'd set up along the Nueces River. This all went pretty well until a man named John Savage came to town. Savage had spent the night in her lean-to, and then he went missing. 2 days later, his gory body was found chopped up in a burlap sack down by the river. Chipita and a man named Juan Silvera, possibly her son, were accused of murdering John Savage and stealing the $600 worth of gold on his person. The problem was, all the evidence against them was circumstantial. In fact, the money was actually found close to Savage's body sometime later, and there was nothing other than his time in the lean-to which would tie their crimes together. Chipita proclaimed her innocence throughout the trial, but she wouldn't testify on her own behalf. The truth is, this was probably due to a language barrier and not guilt. She was tried at the old San Patricio courthouse located along this road, 666. The jury asked for mercy, but Judge Benjamin F. Neal still gave the harshest sentence. She would be hung by the neck until dead. While in the courthouse, she was said to be chained in irons. Keep in mind, this woman was likely in her 60s, and existing reports said she looked a lot older. Chipita wasn't exactly a threat, y'all. For a time, she was actually held at the home of Sheriff Means, as twice hanging mobs tried to take her and hang her themselves. According to the Texas State Historical Association, some sources say it's possible the concern was less about the body of a traveler and more about the implications having to do with the Civil War. John Savage was reported to have spent some time drinking at the saloons in San Patricio. The man was not exactly great at keeping his mouth shut, and he was very talkative about selling horses to the Union Army. This was a very bad idea in a majority Confederate territory. After drinking his fill, he stumbled to Chipita's home, where she provided him with a meal, and he went to sleep in the lean-to. And things happened. In 1863, Chipita was taken to a grove of trees along the Nueces River and hung from the tallest oak tree there. Her last words were, "No soy culpable," which in English means, "I am not guilty." Her body was placed in a plain coffin, and she was buried in an unmarked grave beneath the tree. It's said today, if you're driving down this road at night, you can see Chipita wearing her noose and gliding along the riverbanks, crying within the mesquite trees. She is said to be particularly vocal if a woman is about to be executed in the state of Texas. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I know it's a little dark. We hope you had a wonderful week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll be with you next week. If you are interested, the book Texas Slang for Crazy is alive and well. It's on Amazon.com under my name, Victoria Irwin. And if you are interested, keep in mind I'm working on part 2. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.